Aleishu Chelik Beis Tav Reish Chaf Vav, the 14th chapter, Siyum Vesikum, conclusion and summary. B'ma'arachazin isbaru inyanim rabim hanegeim lema'aseh. In this set of essays, we clarified many concepts that are practical. Nachazona baze ala limudim she'etzenu mipirkei ha'ma'aracha. We're going to revise it. Lefi seder ha'perakim, this is chronological, uvekitzurav, and of course, very briefly. Number one, ha'emunah b'Hashem me'ar'eres ha'bitachon b'malachim tivim. Emunah in Hashem undermines bitachon in natural processes. Number two, ha'mabat al oisan uvdois mevi l'dei tetzoyes hafuchois, lefi kirvas adam el hakadosh baruch hu harechuk mimenu. Looking at the same facts can lead to opposite conclusions, depending on how close the person is or how far he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, HaKlal Yisrael Nihya Le'am Al-Yedei Ma'asim Shel Bitachoin. Klal Yisrael became a nation through acts of Bitachoin, Bitzias Mitzrayim, Bikiyas Yom Suf Uv Matam Tira. Number four, Meyasadim Bitachoin Al-Yedei Ribuy Ma'asim Tovim Ukvius Chazaka B'mitzvoy. So one establishes the foundation of Bitachoin is through Ma'asim Tovim, and a very strong consistency in mitzvos. Bechoser yetzivus b'mitzvos nishmat yesod ha'bitachon. When one is not stable, when there's a lack of stability and consistency in mitzvos, the foundation of bitachon slips away. Number five, haragil b'mitzvah chal alav chiyuv lisnag b'bitachon. A person who has a certain kviyus in a mitzvah has an obligation to treat it with bitachoin, shelo levatel hayergel etzor davar shebereshus, not to undermine, not to annul, not to cancel that habit for something which is a mere reshus. Six, boinim bitachoin aladei tefila kishi maase shel bitachoin. So bitachoin is built through tefila, v'chen aladei mizuga ishtadlus ativis imatfilan. Also through merging natural effort with one's tefillah. 7. Bitachon b'li hishtadlus yidargan ra'a v'daka ad moed. Bitachon without any hishtadlus is a very awesome level, very subtle. Gam gedolei olam magim lezeh b'rga'im seforim levad. Even great people achieve it only isolated moments here and there. 8. Ha'akdamois lehakaras hashgacha peratis hen hisdabekus b'chlal Yisrael v'atzni aleches. So the prerequisite for recognizing Hashgacha Pratis is first of all merging within Klal Yisrael and then discretion. HaKlal Yisrael hu mekoyim Hashgacha Pratis. Klal Yisrael is like the arena for Hashgacha Pratis. V'atzni'us yitzur ha'soy. Tzni'us is that form. Yisrael hu tzni'us chadu. Yisrael and tzni'us really are essentially the same. 9. Inyana ishtadlus wa birur shilatev mehara boilam. Ishtadlus is to select, to clarify, to select good from bad in the world. Ve'amida b'nisayon shel kuyichi ve'oitzim yadi ba'adam. And to withstand the challenge of kuyichi ve'oitzim yadi. 10. Da'as Ramban, kishyesh havtacha yesh makom levitachon b'li ishtadlus. When there's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's room for bitachon without any ishtadlus. Be'in havtacha, ha'ishtadlus begeder hechrach. When there's no assurance from Shamayim, then ishtadlus is necessary. Da'as ha'choves ha'levavois, ha'ishtadlus is mitzvah chivis ve'lo rak hechrach. Ishtadlus is not merely something that one has to do, it's actually a mitzvah. 11. Inyanu bitachoin einoi, she'akadosh bo yavir rak toiv al adam. The concept of bitachoin is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring only good upon the person, Ela kol ma sheyavi yekabel b'emunah. Whatever comes upon a person, he accepts with emunah that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ha-tikva ito ladas ha-betachon. Nonetheless, we learned that hope is a derivative, is a tolada of bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol v'rav le'ishia gam ke-shecher v'chadam unachas atzivar ha-adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent and able to bring salvation even at the most desperate moments. 12. Inyan ha-bitachon eino yedi'a sichlis lechadira laleiv velanefesh velachin hu gorem limnuchas nefesh. Bitachon is not something that one knows intellectually. It's not an academic subject. It is something that resides in the heart and the soul, and therefore when a person acquires bitachoin, he lives with tranquility. 13. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, there's no room for bitachoin as long as there's a capability the person can do with his natural talents, his powers. As far as the conclusion of a Maaseh Tov, that it should conclude well and bring the desired results and the attainment of knowledge and understanding Torah, Shem begeder lemalu min ha-teva, that really fits in lemalu min ha-teva, yesh livtoach b'siyata d'shmaya. There's room to be boiteach in divine assistance once one has done as much as one can. 14. Ha'adam ha'achra'i lema'asav b'chol ekifam. A person is accountable for everything he does with all consequences. Ve'einu yechol ataretz atzmo b'kishaloyim kilu hashgacha ratzisakach chas v'chalila. He cannot excuse his failures by pretending that the hashgacha wanted it to come out that way. Gam I hatzlacha b'avida. Also, when it comes to lack of success in avidas Hashem, garam hu atzmo, the individual causes to himself al yaday choyser yishuv hadas, by lack of yishuv hadas, of analyzing things correctly, she'az ein siyata d'shmaya, because then he has no divine assistance. 15. Hatena'im liyos terasoy umanusoyhem, the prerequisites to be what we call an avreich today in our generation, terasoy umanusoy, the prerequisites are nekiyus kitzonis b'inenei mamonos, extreme cleanliness when it comes to financial matters, v'istakus b'mu'at, and the commitment to live frugally. 16. Dvekus ha'machshava b'avireh u'batira g'iremes shemira ilina. When a person's thought is attached to the Creator and to the Torah, it generates greater protection from above. 17. Al yedei bitachoin zochim lechayus mein hachayus shel mala. Bitachoin brings one to a higher level, a higher grade of life, something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Vechayus zei mashra chayus ruchanis al kol evarei haguf. That chayus affects the body. Al madregazo is tuknat filas nishmas. It's nishmas deals with this level. Ve'al chisrono machatzis vidui al chet. And the lack of this level of chayus is the subject of something like half of the vidui. 18. Ma'alas ha-bitachoin tzumachas mi'iras chet. V'hi ha-ma'ala ha-elyona la-tzadikim. Bitachoin sprouts and flourishes from yiras chet. It's the final and ultimate level. Aval gam resha'im atoilim bitachonam b'shem. But even resha'im who have bitachon in Hashem, koyach ha-tzemicha shel kedushas ha-neshama yodis lo neka b'im. The ability to sprout, that ability to regenerate that stems from the holiness of the Jewish soul hasn't rotted away. U'mizeh tzemachas gam lahem yeshuas Hashem im me'at im arbe. And they too can then benefit from yeshuas Hashem to some extent. Seif davar, the final conclusion. Im toim ma'areches ha-bitachon, as we conclude this set of essays, we need to make a comment which is relevant specifically to the generation in which this set of essays was written. This is, of course, 40, 50 years old, but it seems that the comment that the author is going to make now is even more relevant, b'yameinu, 10, 15 years after the passing of the author. מצבם של בני הישיבות אחרי מלחמת העולם השנייה השתנה מן הקצה לקצה לעומת המצב שלפני המלחמה. There was a complete transformation of the state and status of בני ישיבות after the Second World War as opposed to before. A complete revolution. הישיבות הגדולות הליטאיות אשר מפיהן אנו חיים עד היום. The great Lithuanian ישיבות that really constitute the foundation of the Torah world, all the way till now. Mir, Kamenitz, Grodno, Lomje, all of these famous yeshivois. Savelu sevel rav, the Bnei Yeshivois struggled. In those times, before the war, there were very few young women who wanted, who had any aspiration to be married to Bnei Torah. And that led to extreme suffering. עד שהקדוש ברוך הוא העיר את שרוחה של מרה שרה שנירר עליה השלום יסד בי ספר בי זה יעקב. To the point, up to that point, where הקדוש ברוך הוא inspired Sarah Schneider to found this movement, Beis Yaakov. Ve'al tov yizecher Dr. Shmuel Deutschlander, alav ha-shalom, he's remembered for good. Shebiladei mesirus nafshoi, without his dedication and devotion, loy ha'isat nuas Beis Yaakov mispashetes bitnufa kugdola. This movement would not have spread with such enormous momentum. אחרי מלחמת העולם השנייה, by the time the end of the war came, כבר היקסה התנועה שורשים בארץ ישראל ובארץ הברית. This movement already struck root, both in ארץ ישראל and in the United States and then elsewhere. וכהיום הזה, today it's completely and radically different. מסחנכויס בנו ישראל על תרס הקודש. Young women who grew up in the terror camp are educated in a completely different way to the way it was before the war. ושאיפס חייני להינסה לבין תורה ולייסד בייס נאמן לתורה ועלייה. And pretty much, very often, their aspiration is specifically to marry בן תורה and to establish a home that's faithful to תורה and growth. בואו ונכיר טובה להשגחה העליונה. We need to be grateful to the השגחה שהקדימה רפואה למכה. It brought the panacea before the ill. ואחר חורבן התורה באירופה קם דור חדש של בני ישיבויס. And after the destruction in Europe, a new generation of בני ישיבויס was established, אשר שידוכים מזדמנים להם בקלוס. שידוכים are much, much easier than it was before the war. והבנויס קיבלו על עצמם לפרנס הבייס אחרי החתונה. Often the young women take upon themselves to support the home after the wedding, כדי שבעליהן יוכלו להמשיך בלימודם בחוללים, so that the husbands can continue learning, ולגדול בתורה ובירעס שמיים. ומה גדולה ונראה עשיית הדשמיים? זה ה-immense, ה-tremendous is the divine assistance over here, אשר ממש בחוש אנו רואים, you can see tangibly, כי לא אלמון ישראל, this is a phrase from ירמיהו הנביא, ישראל is not widowed. ונעשה לתורה ברוך הוא דאג להמשך ושיקום התורה, the one who gave the Torah, saw to it, that the Torah will be rehabilitated and continued, גם בדור אחרון זה אחרי הרומן הגדול, even in this generation after the great and awful destruction. Why is all of this relevant to us right here at the conclusion of the Ma'arecha? והנה הצעיר שנשא אישה מפרנסת איזה בייס בעבודתה, a typical avreich, who marries a woman, and she supports the home. She goes out and she's a teacher, or she's a secretary, and she supports the home, עד יסיימר שהוא כבר זכה לביטחון בשם. He should not pretend that he's now a גרויסה בעל ביטחון. הרי הוא בוטח באשתוי שתמשיך לפרנס אותו עד שיגדל. Really, his ביטחון is in his wife, that she will continue supporting him until he becomes great in Torah. עדיין יש מקום רב לביטחון במצבים השונים המשרחשים בבית. So there's certainly still a lot of room for ביטחון in different circumstances that happen in a home. ועל בני הזוג להשחזק במידת הביטחון. For sure. Both of them need to develop in midas ha-bitachon, ach lo yiyu kfuyei tova l'hashgacha inyonah, they should not be ingrates. Lachshov ki bebitachon shelahem higiyu lema shehigiyu, to attribute their success and their growth to their bitachon. Harei rak ha-hashgacha elyonah hi she'emida es doreinu basis eitan ze. It's just divine providence that has established this particular generation after who knows how many centuries when it wasn't like this. It established our generation on this solid foundation, b'siyata d'shmaya g'dola, with tremendous divine assistance, shel yetziras p'nas Beis Yaakov, by forming the movement of Beis Yaakov and everything that flowed from it. He says, kim dume she'devarim ela yutzichem le'amir b'tom ma'aracha. It seems to me that I needed to say these words as we conclude this ma'aracha. Limnoya ta'oya is to prevent mistakes, u'chode lifkoyach enayim, to open people's eyes, lir'ois nechocha, to see clearly, הרחמנות הגדולה של הקדוש ברוך הוא על דורנו האחרון הזה, the great compassion that הקדוש ברוך הוא has on this final generation. עד כאן.